Just read verse chapter
23. No, 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 no.
So there was a king came to settle debt for the servant, and this service owed him 10,000 talents.
这里也讲的是一个天文数字，是不是人可以还的。
This is almost like an astronomical figure. I mean, how can anybody repay that kind of money?
所以这个仆人他当然没有什么可以还的，所以这个王就吩咐他把他的妻子儿女要下在监牢里，因为他欠债。
So he didn't have nothing to repay. So the king said, "Oh, you need to be sold, and even your wife and children, and in order to pay me."
那如果你是那个仆人的话，你能做什么？因为你知道你没有钱给他。
If you're the servant, what can you do? You know, you don't have that kind of money to repay him.
那仆人只有拜在王的面前，他说：“主啊，爱如我，将来我都要还清。”
So the slave fell to the ground and begged, "Say, have patience with me, and I will repay you everything."
结果回应是什么？你认为那个主人相信他还得出来吗？
You think the king would think that he was able to repay?
所以主在这里告诉我们说，这个主人怎么样，动了什么慈心？
So here in verse 27, it says the Lord felt compassion.
不但没有把他和他的家人关在监牢里。
He didn't put he and his family into prison.
主人还做了一件事，竟然怎么样，免了他那1000万元的债。
And something unthinkable he did is release him and forgave him all the debt.
那刚被贬债的仆人，他是怎么样？他非常高兴的跑了出去。And
of course he was so happy, so he ran outside.
那但是后面发生了什么事情呢？And
you know what happened afterwards?
那个仆人当他出来的时候呢，他遇到了另外一个他的同伴。He
found his fellow slaves.
在这里的经文说，同伴欠他多少钱？
And this fellow slave only owed him 100 denarii.
他欠王是多少？是1000万。
How much did he owe the king? 10,000 talents.
结果这个仆人才被免债的仆人，竟然抓住他同伴，掐住他的脖子。
And this person was forgiven. He seized his
fellow, 把他欠的数量现在就还给他。
And began to choke him, saying, "Pay back what you owe."
那他的同伴会做什么事呢？
What did the slave say?
他的同伴也就怎么样，用同样的方式来央求他。
So his fellow slave fell to the ground, did the same thing, plead with him.
就像这个仆人当中怎么要请求王一样，他说：“宽容我，我不还钱。”
Just like he begged the king, he said, "Have patience with me, I'll repay you."
10两银子大概只是几个月的工资，是可以还清的。
See, it's only a 100 denarii. It's like a few months of wages. He's able to pay that. But he was willing and went and threw him in prison. Until he should pay back what he was owed. So what he did, a lot of people saw it.
要做什么呢?
So if you were one of those people see that, what would you do?
我相信你也会大暴怒。I'm
sure you feel, oh, this is so unfair.
因为这个人才被赦免了1000万两银子的债。Because
this person was just be forgiven of a 10,000 talents.
他竟然把那个只欠他10两银子的人关在监牢。And
then you put that person only 100 denarii in the prison.
所以他们马上去告诉他的主人。
So they, like a little telltale, they told the king.
那主人就赶快把这个仆人叫来。So
the Lord called the slave.
在这里我们看到主人叫这个仆人叫什么？
So what did he call him?
恶奴。
The wicked slave.
他说，当你求我的时候，我就把你所欠都。He
says, "I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me."
你不当。
Should you not also have mercy on your fellow?
结果他这个仆人怎么样？最后还就被下在监里。
And given person was put in prison.
因为他不愿意饶恕,
because he was unwilling to forgive.
所以他也不得饶恕,
so he was not be forgiven.
所以在这里我们到底学到了什么呢?
So what kind of lesson are we learning here?
所以在最后的时候呢, 主耶稣告诉我们一件, 结论,
so Jesus said,
我们先来念35节，他说,
let's read verse 35.
你们个人若不继续饶恕你们弟兄，我天父也要这样待你们。我们能够饶恕人，因为我们怎么样？先被天父饶恕。
We can forgive others because we're forgiven. God gave forgiveness.
我们要常常思想，我们自己的罪远远大过我们周围人所犯的罪。
We need to have this kind of concept. Our sins are much, much more than people around us.
或者是我们所做的事，我们所说的话。
Or our behavior, our languages.
我们的心思意念。
Our mind, our thoughts.
我们应该做不去做的事情。
Things that we're not supposed to do.
这些在神的眼中都是罪。
In God's eyes, these are all sins.
神主动无条件的饶恕我们。
God initiated this kind of forgiveness.
所以神在这里告诉我们说，我们要从
So here it says we have to forgive our brother from our heart. So how can we forgive others from our heart? I'm sure you know if we sin against other people, we want people to forgive us.
我们都很担心，如果当别人得罪我们的时候，我们都不太愿意饶恕他。But
you know, when people offended us, we don't want to forgive them.
因为我们常常会讲说，那不是太什么，太便宜他了。We're
thinking, oh, you know, we're just too lenient.
他让我受罪，我要让他受更大的罪。You
know, he gave me so much suffering. I want to make him suffer too.
所以我们首先，我们必须要承认。
So we have to admit that we cannot do it. We're incapable to forgive.
So we need to ask God to help us. And ask God to help
us. And ask God to help us.
让我们能够放下自己心中的怨气。
So we can put down all those anger inside of us.
让我们能够求神来帮助我们来饶恕那些得罪我们。
So we can ask God to help us to forgive.
所以在诗篇说。 我们的神，他乐意饶恕人。
In Psalm, it says, "Our God is a forgiving God."
因着他丰盛的慈爱，只要我们去求告他，他也可以帮助我们去饶恕其他人。Because
of His steadfast love, He will help us to forgive others.
其实饶恕人更是神的命令。Actually,
this is God's command to us.
所以在以弗所书，我们前面念。
并要按慈相待，存怜悯的心彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了我们一样。
We can see that in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32.
所以我们要在基督里，我们才有饶恕别人的能力。Only
we are abiding by Christ, we have the ability to forgive.
其次呢，我们也要坚定的相信。 神所允许的事情，让这件事情发生，一定会有他的美意。So
we have to believe that everything happened God made it for good.
在旧约圣经的创世纪。So
in Genesis in the Old Testament.
在那里记载了雅各的儿子约瑟。It
described the story about Jacob's son Joseph.
他才在17岁的时候就被哥哥们卖到了埃及去做奴隶。When
he was 17 years old, he was sold as a slave. By his brothers.
但是神给这个约瑟呢，有聪明智慧，让他可以什么解梦。
But God gave Joseph wisdom so he can interpret dreams.
因为他帮法老解梦，后来他成为了埃及的宰相。
Because he interpreted dreams of Pharaoh, so he became the prime minister of Egypt.
当全民大饥荒的时候，不但埃及得了拯救。
When there was a famine occurred, Joseph not only deserted Egypt.
约瑟他自己父亲的全家也来到埃及得以存活。
And even Joseph's father's whole household moved to Egypt and survived. And later on, the father passed away. And these brothers' hearts were so troubled. You know, because they did something really bad, so they're afraid, you know, but Joseph might do something. So they came to Joseph and said, please don't retaliate. And Jesus, Joseph's answer is, as for you, you meant evil against me. But he says in Genesis, God meant it for good. To bring about that many people should be kept alive as they are today. Joseph knows that what his brothers did was very evil. He did not deny that his brother did was evil. But he knows God meant it for good by sending Joseph to Egypt, and so the whole nation of Israel is saved. When we really believe everything happened, God meant it for good, it really helps us to forget from the heart. And one more thing we need to meditate on. We need to meditate on God's grace of forgiveness.
诗篇103篇, 让我们看见神的慈爱。
In Psalm 103, verse 8, we can see God's mercy.
因着他的慈爱, 他饶恕我们。
Because He's merciful, He forgave us.
让我们一起从8节读到第11节。
Let's read from verse 8 to verse 11.
耶和华有怜悯有恩典，不轻发怒，岂有丰盛的慈爱？他按照我们的罪孽报应我们，何等的高！他的慈爱向敬畏他的人也是何等的大。
Here we see that God initiated His grace of forgiveness. Unconditionally released us from the debt of 10,000 talents.
请问我们还有什么理由饶恕或赦免其他别人欠我们的十两银子吗？
So do we have any reason not to forgive those people who only owe us 100 denarii?
既然我们蒙了神的饶恕，
since we receive God's forgiveness,
我们就应该按照耶稣这里的教训去饶恕那些得罪我们的人。
We should live out the grace to forgive those who offended us.
让我们都可以活出神的恩典。
So we can live this kind of grace God gave to us.
其实饶恕人谁得到最大的利益？
So when we forgive people, who benefit the most?
当我们愿意去饶恕人的时候呢，第一个， 我们心中就不会再有什么苦毒跟仇恨。
So when we start to forgive people, we can get rid of bitterness and hatred.
虽然对方以恶来待我，
even though the other people maliciously treated us,
当我们有饶恕的心的时候，
when we have a forgiving heart,
我们就不会再受这样的事情所影响。
We won't be affected by that their evil.
因为圣经说什么？ 他说喜乐的心乃是
Because in the Bible it says, a joyful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. When we refuse to forgive, we only produce more bitterness and hatred. And the person may not know you're still angry.
所以有人说，当你不饶恕人的时候，就好像你自己在喝毒药。
So I'm sure you heard that unforgiveness is like drinking poison.
你却希望那个人死掉。
You wishing the other person to die.
其次，当我们愿意 是饶恕别人的时候，也帮助我们看清自己在这样冲突中的责任。
So when we are willing to forgive, it will help us to acknowledge our accountability in the conflict.
中国人说一个巴掌什么打不响。
And we say, you know, it takes two to tango.
大部分的冲突发生都是因为什么？双方都有错误。
When conflict occurred, usually, you know, we have to be responsible for our own part.
所以很多时候，当冲突发生的时候，经常我们自己也有责任。
So a lot of times, you know, we are responsible for our own part.
所以当我们有一个饶恕的心
，So we have a forgiving heart.
也会帮助我们看见我们自己应负的责任。
And it will help us acknowledge our own accountability.
让我们为自己有错的地方先去跟对方道歉。
So we can apologize for the part that we're accountable.
接下来我们可以看到，当我们愿意饶恕人的时候，常常也是为了对方的好处。
So if we forgive others, we can help the other to do something good.
当我们不跟人家斤斤计较的时候呢，也让对方比较容易愿意来承认他所犯的错。
We are not being so mean. We can help the other person repent and return to God.
也因为你愿意饶恕他。
Just because you are willing to forgive.
让他知道哇，为什么你可以做这种事情。
So the other person will be like, wow, how can this person forgive me?
这个时候就是什么？讲你生命改变的故事。
And then you know we can tell them why our life will change.
你就可以帮助他来认识主耶稣。
And we can help the person to know Jesus Christ.
让他也能够在神面前悔改。
So the person can return to God and recant.
和我们一起来领受永生的这样的恩典。
So this person can receive eternal life like us.
所以，当我们愿意饶恕人的时候
，So when we are willing to forgive,
我们就是愿意将审判的主权交给神。
We're willing to leave the judgmental authority to our sovereign God.
当别人看到我们有这样谦让的态度的时候
，When other people see we're so humble,
他们也会将我们的好行为归荣耀于我们的主。
And they will give God credit for our good behavior.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹朋友
，Dear brothers and sisters,
饶恕的功课不是我们与生俱来。
You're not born to forgive.
只有当你知道你已经领受了神饶恕的恩典之后
，Only when we first know that we received God's forgiveness of grace.
而且愿意接受耶稣在十字架上为你所成就的恩典
，And we're willing to accept the salvation Jesus completed on the cross.
认识到自己一千万已经被赦免
，Knowing that the 10,000 talents has been forgiven.
你才心甘情愿、很愿意的去赦免别人的罪。
Then we're willingly from heart to forgive others.
所以在这个复活节主日的时候
，So on this Easter Sunday，
我们不但要思想神这个饶恕我们
，Not only we need to think about the grace of forgiveness from God。
刚才我们在领受圣餐的时候，我们也说我们要省察自己。
We also need to self-examine。
看我们心中是不是有罪有敬畏的地方
？To think if we offended anyone around us，
求神帮助我们靠着神的恩典来赦免。
To ask God to help us to have this kind of grace to forgive those people。
亲爱的朋友
，Dear friends，
如果你过去还不认识耶稣
，If you did not know Jesus Christ before，
今天听到了耶稣的教训
，And today you heard this teaching from Jesus。
知道耶稣他为我们受死，又为我们复活。
Knowing that Jesus died for us and resurrected，
已经为我们预备了这样美好的救恩。
And He prepared this wonderful salvation for us。
你可以和我一起低头来祷告。
You can join us and bow your head。
你可以闭上你的眼睛，跟着我一句的站起来祷告。
Close your eyes and repeat after me。In this celebration of Jesus' resurrection, and receive Jesus as your personal Savior. Let's pray. Let's bow our heads. Dear Lord Jesus,
谢谢你在我们还做罪人的时候，你就为我们死。
Thank you for dying on the cross while we're still sinners.
你不仅知道我们的软弱。
You know our weakness.
你知道我们的过犯。
You know our transgressions.
你竟然无罪的代替我们的过犯。
Because you're sinless, but you replace our sinfulness.
你又不但为我们死在十字架上。
Not only you died on the cross for us.
你更借着神的大能，三天又复活。
And because of God's mighty power, you resurrected from the grave.
把那永远的生命赐给我们每一位接受你。And
gave eternal life, this free gift, to each one of us.
我们感谢你今天带众人来到我们面前。
We want to give you thanks for bringing all these people here.
不但让我们再次的思想你在我们身上的救赎之恩。
Not only think about the grace of your salvation,
更感动我们，让我们也愿意借你的恩典去饶恕我们周围的人。
It really touched our heart, convicted us to forgive the people around us.
让我们都能与神和好，与人和好。 So
we can be reconciled with God and with people.
我们特别为我们当中那些今天听了自己的教训的人。
We want to pray for those who came here first. When they first hear your teaching, please open your heart and open their eyes. So they can receive you today as their personal Savior. If you're willing to accept Jesus as your Savior, when I say the words, repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, 欢迎大家跟我们一起来参加。 And all of you are welcome to join the picnic.
那接下来呢，让我们打开我们的周报，如果你有都。
报告。